We're talking with Kansas City conductor Steve Lewis, who is the conductor of the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. Thanks for coming by, Steve.
Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, I'm curious about your group, the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. You've got a concert coming up Sunday, October 20th. Tell us about your group.
Sure. The Midwest Chamber Ensemble is a chamber orchestra and chamber ensemble I founded 8 years ago with some friends of mine. The basis for the group was to provide extra training and opportunities for recent graduates and current students in the conservatory and in universities in the area to hone our skills in an environment outside of academia, a self-governing environment, an environment in which everything's modeled after the rigors and demands of professional music making.
So these are pretty much young professional musicians?
That's right. Most of the musicians in the ensemble have graduated from school and they're out on the audition circuit. You know, they play with us and they're also, you know, taking their auditions for the big orchestras. And luckily for them, you know, there's a high success rate, which means there's a lot of turnover for the ensemble. But that's something that we deal with, and it's a good problem for everybody to have. So
I was just reading some of the reviews online, like C.J. Janovee saying that, you know, great intonation. And I know with string groups that can kind of be a challenge sometimes. So
It is, but, you know, we have a rigorous rehearsal environment, but it's an environment in which we want people focus and present a great musical product, but we also have a good time while we're doing it, too. Too much pressure sometimes on the performance can be detrimental, so it's a fine line to walk between high-quality professional music making and having a relaxed environment that's conducive to music making at the same time.
Right, you got to have that. So this concert will be Sunday, October 20th, Sunday evening, 7:30 p.m. at Community Christian Church, and that's on the plaza, isn't it?
That's right, right off the plaza, the old Frank Lloyd Wright Church, as
that
I
one. Okay.
Always refer to it. It's a great space to play in. It's an interesting building, and we really enjoy playing there, and it's going to be our second time working with the Kansas City, Kansas Community College choirs in that space. A couple years ago, we did Bach's 80th cantata, the Mighty Fortress cantata, mm-hmm. and we had a great time doing that, and it's going to be equally fun to share the stage with John Stafford and his choir again.
Yes, what are you doing, combining the orchestra and the choir?
Schubert's G Major Mass. So it's a piece that I conducted many years ago, I think 7 years ago with Midwest Chamber Ensemble. Really adore the piece. This time, John Stafford's going to be doing the conducting on that, and it'll be fun to see him work with the orchestra as well.
Is it, I mean, I'm not familiar with it. Is it like kind of like the Messiah? Does it have solos and choruses in it?
Yes, there are solos and choruses in it, but it's not nearly as expansive as the Messiah. It's a small liturgical setting for choir, three soloists, and string orchestra.
Okay. And then you're also doing the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings.
The Tchaikovsky Serenade, one of the real staples of the string orchestra repertoire. It's a great piece. You know, it's just fun to play and fun to listen to.
And tell us about that more modern piece you're doing.
Right. The Prelude and Fugue by Nicholas Flagello. Nicholas Flagello, really interesting guy. He was roughly contemporary to Samuel Barber, and his style is very similar. I just really enjoy his music, some of the lush harmonies he has, and it fits into this general theme of this concert of exploring different aspects of romantic music. I mean, the Tchaikovsky is the epitome of romantic music. And then the Schubert, being a religious work, it's a little leaner take on romanticism, but the romantic harmony is certainly there. And then with the Flagello, it's a very different take on what Romanticism is in this modern sense.
So you've got a little bit of everything. The Schubert G major mass, Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings, and the, what's the title of the flagello piece?
Prelude and Fugue.
Prelude and Fugue. All right. Well, this is Steve Lewis. He's the conductor and founder of the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. And the concert we're talking about, you're certainly invited to it. It's Sunday, October 20th at 7:30 p.m. at the Community Christian Church, Frank Lloyd Wright Church, at 4601 Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri, near the plaza. So thank you, Steve, for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great concert.
Thanks.